Welcome to the Voice of God Daily, where Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, biblical scholar and pastor, shares a little bit of Bible to feed your soul and a prayer to bless your day. Jesus said in the scriptures, "Today you will hear the voice of God through the words of the gospel spoken aloud." Now, listen and be filled with God's word.
Hello, good people, and let me welcome you to the Voice of God Daily. My name is Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, and I've been a pastor for over 40 years and a lifelong student of the Bible. And I believe that a bit of the Bible in your ear is the best way to start your day. And I'm here to speak God's holy word into your ears. Every day by 6 a.m. Eastern Time for no more than 10 minutes, I will read a passage from the New Testament from the Revised Common Lectionary. I'll read it from a modern English translation. Then we will pause and we will pray for your day. I will recommend resources that can help you go deeper and get a bigger bite of the Bible. You can go to thevoiceofgoddaily.com and download our free ABC Bible Study Guide, for instance, which is your companion to the Voice of God Daily. My mission is to get a bit of the Bible in the ears of a million people. You can help us accomplish that mission by going to Apple Podcasts and subscribing to the Voice of God Daily. And of course, tell your friends about what you hear. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. The Voice of God for Thursday, February 17th. 2022. Reading from the Revised Common Lectionary, Year C, Romans 8, 1 through 11. Reading from the Message. The solution is life on God's terms. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ, being here for us no longer, have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. God went for the jugular when he sent his own son. He didn't deal with the problem as something remote and unimportant. In his son Jesus, he personally took on the human condition, entered the disordered mess of struggling humanity in order to set it right once and for all. The law code, weakened as it always was by fractured human nature, could never have done that. The law always ended up being used as a band-aid on sin instead of a deep healing of it. And now what the law code asked for but we couldn't deliver is accomplished as we, instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. Those who think they can do it on their own end up obsessed with measuring their own moral muscle but never get around to exercising it in real life. Those who trust God's action in them find that God's Spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. But if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all the limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus, bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does, as surely as he did in Jesus, You are delivered from that dead life with His Spirit living in you. Your body will be as alive as Christ. The voice of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Love to share resources which can help you go deeper in your study of scriptures. The book, The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days, by Reverend Rob Fuquay, the pastor of the St. Luke's United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, is just such a resource, particularly as we come up upon Lent of the year 2022. Jesus' Passion story is presented each Lent in countless churches every year, but there is one play presented by the inhabitants of a small village called Oberammergau in Bavaria, Germany, is the longest-running performance of all, and it's staged every 10 years since 1634. The play makes an impact not only on the villagers who portray the characters, but on all who see it. And in the book, The Passion Play, Rob Fuquay follows the biblical story of the Passion and shows how this amazing play has been used both as a ritual of praise and later as a weapon through its anti-Semitic past. The book makes a perfect six-week Lenten group study when paired with the leader guide and the DVD. And it's all filmed in location in Germany and includes behind-the-scenes footage of the production. I have this resource. I commend it to you. Perfect for your personal Lenten Bible study and or your church's small group Bible study. I commend it to you. It's called The Passion Play, Living the Story of Christ's Last Days by Rob Fuquay. The connection to get this resource is through cokesbury.com/thepassionplay. And we'll put links to that. Let's have a breath and a prayer. Sisters and brothers, let us lift our hearts in faith to the one who hears all prayers and holds close all of those in need. Holy God, you gather the whole universe into your radiant presence and continually reveal your Son as our Savior. Bring healing to all wounds, make whole all that is broken, speak truth to all illusion, and shed light in every darkness, that all creation will see your glory and know your Christ. Amen.
All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful. We trust you have found the Voice of God Daily useful for your soul today. If you wish to go deeper into today's Scripture, please download the free Bible study guide at voiceofgoddaily.com. The Voice of God Daily can be heard on Apple Podcasts and at voiceofgoddaily.com. Would you be so kind as to share the good news of the Voice of God Daily with the people in your life who need to hear a good word? Your next opportunity to hear the Voice of God Daily podcast with your host, Reverend Dr. Brad Miller, is tomorrow morning. Thanks for listening to God's fulfilling word.